Et Naim, Nikki Yasam Hilo, Nikki Machuptamaidu. Hello, everyone. My name is Hilo, and I'm Machuptamaidu. We acknowledge and are mindful that Chico State stands on lands that were originally occupied by the first people of this area, the Machupta, and we recognize their distinctive spiritual relationship with this land and the waters that run through campus. We are humbled that our campus resides upon sacred lands that have sustained the Machupta people for centuries and continue to do so today.
Welcome back to our podcast, First Generation, one of many. Excited for our listeners to come to tune in today because we have a bunch of resources, as always, for mini-sodes for you all. Particularly excited for today because it's also going to be my experience, my first time also being able to learn a little bit more about our guests. I'm not going to give it away yet, so you still have to tune in. So we get to learn together. Again, we are First Generation, one of many. Our mission is to create an archive of discussions with and about first generation student experiences in and out of the classroom. We hope to continue raising awareness and understanding, provide a voice for students and alum, as well as present resources for faculty, staff, and students working for and collaborating with first generation students. So as always, I am not alone. I am joined with my co-host, Joshua Whittinghill. So hello, Josh.
Hi, Teresa. You saw me laughing there when you said we weren't going to give it away. And I was laughing, thinking even before the pandemic and now in the pandemic, our guests are literally living in a cave. So it made me laugh on the inside.
Yeah.
They could say that about that, their living situation. Yeah. And we'll get to that in a minute. But like always, we're going to start off with a few quotes. And again, some were provided by our guests today. The first one is the motto that this program uses. And so I said CAVE sort of as a joke there, but that's the acronym for this campus resource and program is CAVE. It's Community Action Volunteers and Education. And so one of the mottos they use with a lot of their programs and students is life is for learning, right? And that really four words kind of sums up what life is about, because we can see people all talking about, I'm a lifelong learner. And some people cringe and they say, what does that mean even? But life is for learning. We're always learning things, whether we're aware of it or not, but our brain is processing those things and learning something. Okay. The next quote they provided is one that one of our guests likes from Muhammad Ali. It says, the service you do for others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. I love that one. It touches on a discussion we had, a shared quote a while back about Ubuntu, the South African belief that we're all human. We're all in this together. We're not just individuals, right? That we are experiencing these things as a collective. And then the quote we found for this is from Deanne Hollis, the founder of Abby and Ollie, which is a organization that creates organic baby apparel. And so that quote is, the heart of a volunteer is never measured in size, but by the depth of the commitment to make a difference in the lives of others. And that really, when I found it, really sums up what everyone that works in CAVE does from all of my years of working with CAVE in different capacities. And so it's been a wonderful experience for me, and I know for CAVE all over the years, and we're going to learn a lot more about CAVE, how long it's been around, what are some of the things they do. But to help us do that, of course, we need to have guests, and we have two wonderful guests joining us today. First, we have Victoria Ramirez. Victoria is a first-generation student and is in her third and final year at Chico State. She's majoring in criminal justice with a minor in ethics, justice, and policy, as well as pursuing a paralegal certificate. This academic year, she was an academic coach for the Accessibility Resource Center. Currently, she's a resident advisor, FLIC intern, and the kids program director for Community Action Volunteers Education. Oh my gosh, the list is still going. She is also a part of the women's Chico State track and field team. And she's been involved with CAVE for almost 3 years and is extremely lucky to be a part of the organization. Welcome, Victoria.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. And so in your free time, what do you do?
I like to go play tennis, but other than that, I just like to watch some TV and good old Netflix.
I like how there's still free time in there.
Right.
I'll find some way to squeeze it in.
Yeah. Oh gosh. And so I think it's great to see all these things that students are doing, so multifaceted, but I'm even more intrigued with the athletic part right now. What do you do? What are your events on the track and field team?
I am a long and triple jumper.
Oh, a long and triple jumper. Oh, that's awesome. The triple jump is like art in motion to watch someone do that. Because I know I tried it. Even when I was athletic and actually doing sports and growing up, I would try the triple jump. And I'm pretty sure I busted something or pulled a muscle. And I never think I landed on my feet ever. That takes a lot of practice, right?
Yeah, it was something that my dad kind of made me do. And then after I started doing the event, I just fell in love with that. And it looks kind of hard, but once you got it, you got it.
And if you haven't seen it, go pull it up on YouTube. Just search triple jump. I mean, but it's really a beautiful thing to see someone be able to do the three different jumps involved and actually land and get as far as people get with that. What is your longest jump?
I believe for triple jump, it's 36.8. So 36 feet, 8 inches, 8.5 inches.
And I'm guessing that's good.
I don't want to confirm that, okay. But it's just relative.
It sounds good, right? To be able to jump 36 feet in that. Okay. That's amazing. So welcome to the show again. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Super excited to get to know more about you as well. All right. Next joining us, it's my pleasure to introduce our next guest. So we have Catherine Karkov. Catherine joined CAVE as a program coordinator in January 2018 with a decade of experience working with youth and their families in community-based organizations in Philadelphia and San Francisco. She loves to support students in finding their inner leader and engaging in the Chico community. Welcome. So I read the San Francisco part just right now and I was like, ooh, yay, because I spent 10 years there. So I'm super excited to get to know more about you and your experience and as well as what both of you are able to do here at Chico State. So welcome to the both of you. Thanks, Catherine, for being here.
Of course. Thank you. And I just want to also call out that, as you noticed, Josh, we affectionately call Victoria Superwoman in CAVE because of her long list of what she does every day, every semester. She's graduating like early. She's doing it in less than 4 years, I think in 3 years. So yeah, you can also just introduce her as Superwoman because that's what we call her in CAVE.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing. No, yeah, and definitely. So you should be super proud of yourself, and I'm sure you are. So if you're not, you should.
Yeah, I was wondering in my mind, did she come to Chico State right after high school and 3 years, or did she transfer from somewhere in 3 years? So you made it clear she came from high school and is finishing in 3 years or three and a half. Is that right? Or three?
Three.
Ah, yeah. Ooh, okay.
That's awesome. Amazing. Awesome. All right, so let's go ahead. And so as well, like I mentioned before, I'm also going to be learning about CAVE today, along with our listeners for the first time, at least more in depth. So I'm super excited. But to start off, can both of you share what your role is and how long you've been working on campus for in that role? So if we want, we can go ahead and start with Victoria and then Catherine.
All right. Currently, I'm the kids program director for CAVE. And this is a role that I kind of just started. It was meant for me to start in September, August, but because of COVID, it kind of got pushed back. And so now I am that position, but I first started as a volunteer my first semester. And then from there, I was a group leader. And then I finally supervised a program as a coordinator for the whole last year. So now I'm a director.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Catherine.
Yeah, so I've actually only lived in Chico about 5 years. So I came from San Francisco. I was working for a youth leadership organization there. I first got a little stint at the Research Foundation and then applied for CAVE. And I think all of my jobs that I've gotten, I've been very doubtful that I was going to get it. But I interviewed with all the students. I learned about the program in the interview. So I have no volunteer experience with CAVE. But yeah, I just really was like, there's a lot. I didn't even realize this program existed on this campus. And it's so cool. And if I got this job, it would be great. And I did. And I've been there ever since. So I'm the program coordinator there. And basically what that means is I get to work with all of the students and programs. And I also get to work with all of our community partners. And in non-COVID times, we have about 35 community partners and, you know, spread all over the school districts and nonprofit organizations. And so it's just this really amazing opportunity to be able to reach out to those folks and say like, hey, how can our volunteers help you? To meet with them every semester, to see students go from volunteers to staff at these places, and really just kind of think about innovative solutions to longstanding community issues. So yeah, I love my job. Really glad. And like I said, I've been here for about 4 years.
That's awesome. And if I may ask, what organizations did you work with in the Bay Area?
Oh, I worked with Youth Leadership Institute. And so this is how dope San Francisco is. They not only, I don't know if you're familiar, they have like a whole, they have like city supervisors, but then they also have youth supervisors. So every district in San Francisco gets a youth supervisor. They have like a ton of money that goes to like youth leadership development. And part of that is a youth philanthropy program. So they have this whole pot of money where I worked with students who gave out grants to other young people to do social justice projects at their schools and communities. And we had some of the most amazing projects. It was great work. But I did have a kid and kind of got priced out of the Bay. So that's what brought me to Chico.
I feel you there. I feel that.
Oh, God.
And, thank you.
And I love what you shared. All of it sort of leads into the rest of our discussion for today. And I had a feeling when we invited you and we were excited about having you come on, I was thinking in the back of my mind, from what I know about CAVE, we could have a whole 2 hours to try to share and explain what you do. Because as you mentioned, you're partnered with over 30 different groups and organizations around town. So can you, and you kind of touched on it, to find innovative solutions, but can you expand a little bit on what are maybe two or three or some of the specific things, programs that CAVE is connected with?
Yeah, Victoria, do you want to start out and talk about virtual tutoring a little bit?
Sure. So right now we have tutorial, and in the past this has been where students from the Chico area come to the Chico State campus and we'll have our volunteers tutor these kids one-on-one. And so now with COVID, we are transforming that using Tutorfly and online. So we have the kids come and we'll pair up these other volunteers with them. And that's how our tutoring is working right now.
And you say kids, when you say tutoring, so are you talking about kids from kindergarten through 12th grade can come in and use the service?
Yes.
Or is there a set grade grouping or that can use it?
It's K through 12.
Excellent. And then do you also then have tutors in a multiple different subject areas?
Yeah. So when volunteers come to us, they'll kind of put their preference, whether they want chemistry or they can teach chemistry or math. It just depends. And then our 2Ds will come and say, hey, I need help in math or English, whatever that might be. And so we make those pairings depending on who can do that.
Do you help students K through 12 within the Chico who go to school in Chico schools, like this specific district, or do you also assist and support students who are like from neighboring K through 12 schools?
From my understanding, it's all from Chico.
All from Chico, okay.
Catherine, have you, as a program director in the areas there of the behind the scenes kind of planning more stuff, have you looked at the virtual possibilities of expanding to other communities, or is that just too much, or too many people would be involved then at that point?
I think if we started getting hundreds of volunteers and tutoring, we could do that. Just to give you, it's a free tutoring service, and we have such good relationships with the schools that we have never not filled up within 2 days in person. And we sent out an application throughout the district last semester for virtual tutoring, and we filled up within 3 hours. And so I think for us, our application is still open. Plug, if you want to do virtual tutoring, please, I think that's actually our only program that's still open. Go to the CAPE website and apply today, because it really just depends on the amount of tutors. We already have tutors that kind of are willing to work in groups. And so we just try to serve as many folks as we can with the tutors that we have. But yeah, if I would love to do that, but there's such a need in our district already that before we expand out, I think we'd have to probably double or triple the number of our tutors.
Makes sense. Awesome. And in terms of, so we already spoke a little bit about, you know, the K-12 population who can utilize your services. Is there any other population that could also utilize the services from CAPE?
Yeah, I think probably one of our biggest growing programs is our program Community Outreach Ambassadors, which Victoria actually has experience in. She came, she spent 2 semesters coordinating that program. And what that is program is really doing is working with homeless advocates and organizations that work with the unhoused. And we see that as our biggest growing area of interest in volunteers. And I think that directly correlates with the housing crisis that is throughout California. And Chico is obviously not unique to that. I think students identify that homelessness is a really big issue in their community. And they want to learn ways, you know, how to interact with folks who are unhoused and how to learn more about that issue and be supportive to that community. And so we are actually, that's probably the newest program, and it's expanding every semester. So we currently work with the Torres Shelter, and we also work with the Esplanade House. We do after school tutoring there. And then next semester, we're looking at building a partnership with CHAT, who does really great work and is like proposing a tiny home village and, you know, just different really great wraparound services in addition to housing solutions. And we've done a little bit of work with Safe. I always get this confused because on campus it's Safe Space and they are Safe Place, or I might have gotten that reversed.
Oh, yeah, on campus we have the WellCat Safe Place. Yeah.
So it's Safe Space.
At the Chico State campus. Yeah.
Always get those confused. But yeah, we've done some like one-time events with Safe Space too. And they're just great. They're like the only low barrier shelter in Chico, and they have a lot of innovative housing solutions too. So I think that's probably our biggest growing program because it's the biggest need in Chico. And then I think another project that I just want to highlight is our Adopt a Park programming. We just got grant funding from that SBAC fund that students can apply to as well. And it's our second year doing that to do work at Bidwell Park and Verbena Fields around native plants. And so this is, you know, directly addressing effects of climate change, planting native plants and making sure that you're controlling invasive species. Is a way that volunteers can both learn about sustainability and practice it and plant things that they can go by, you know, a year later and say like, hey, I planted all those plants. And now we're actually doing signage at Verbena Fields to be able to have folks come in and do tours and things like that. So yeah, a lot of exciting work.
That's awesome.
I was gonna say, and I'm pretty sure that Verbena Fields is over in the neighborhood kind of by the creek over by behind or off of East First Avenue, sort of right past out by one of our high schools here in town, because I go walk by there and I have noticed more signs popping up.
And probably a ton of work, like a different landscape. We've been busy. It's right past In Motion, and so you probably have some listeners that go to In Motion. If you just keep going down that road, you'll just see it on the left. It's a beautiful kind of native park.
I'm from Chico, and I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, check it out!
I feel ridiculous. I'm definitely going to go check it out now.
And it's very awesome. Much, and I guess in saying the using the term park, it's very different than the community park you would think of where you go and play and run around. It's more of a nice organic park, like Catherine said, and more about plants. And there's a nice trail to kind of walk around on there. And if you are familiar with it, or you might not be familiar with the name of it, but you might be thinking, I think I've seen that park, because there have been different years in the past where they'll bring in, not cave, but the city will bring in little herd of goats, and the goats will cruise through there to kind of get rid of some of the unwanted.
Yeah.
Well. And a lot of folks don't know, like, if you go there, that park was designed in partnership with the Machupta tribe. And so the site lead that's there, we actually work with, is Allie Metters Knight. And all of your listeners should totally Google Allie Metters Knight. She runs the traditional ecological knowledge TEK certification in the local area, and she is blowing up, and rightfully so, because she's been an amazing activist, mom, you know, a sustainability practitioner for like the last two decades. And now she's starting to sit on committees and really kind of get a lot of access to be able to make some changes that need to happen in this area. So she really, you know, it's city property, but she's running the volunteer programs that go over there, and her perspective as an Indigenous woman, as a Machupto tribal member, has been huge and really amazing for students to be able to kind of learn. Willow, for example, you know, it's along the water, but you can cut it. If it's hot, you can put a strand of it across your forehead and it'll actually cool you down. It's the predominant thing that Machupta use to make baskets. And so it's, you know, all these plants have remedies. They have so many properties that create this beautiful ecosystem of caring for land and land caring for you.
That's amazing. Not to go on a tangent, just a quick comment on that is like that, to realize how essential and how amazing to have that knowledge and carry that down through generations, and how like important it is. Sometimes I feel like for me, it used to just go way over my head because I'm identify as Latina. And so with my family, there's generations of like remedies that involve like plants and, you know, things that they would use that they had around them. And so whenever I would get sick, my mom would be like, oh, just drink this tea. I picked it from the garden. It has this and this in it, and you're going to feel better. And I did. And then when I went away to college, I'm like, what did my mom put in that tea? Because I feel sick again. Like, what do I need it? And so it's just kind of, I would forget because I had my mom do it for me. And she knew, you know, from what she would learn from her mom and so on and so forth about the different like healing remedies of all these plants. And now I'm just kind of like, I now realize how important it would be to know that. At least, you know, to go down that pathway, because I'm really interested in that. But yeah, thanks. You made me think of something like that, so I appreciate that.
You can also come every Friday from 10 to 1 and volunteer. You don't have to be a Chico State student.
Okay, writing this down. Thank you.
So that's every Friday from
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
At Verbena Fields.
Cool. Is that rain or shine? Or just shine.
Allie's out there, rain or shine. I'm not.
Okay. So I think you kind of touched on all of our questions. We want to make sure for our different resources that come on the show of what the program does, who utilizes your resource. You touched on that. And then how people access it. You did briefly say, go to our website. So it's going to be in the show notes. And then once you get to CAVE's website, you will be able to see the number of different opportunities there that you can look into. And then Victoria and Catherine, their emails will be in the show notes as well. Is that the best way to contact you with questions, right to one of your direct emails? Mm-hmm. Or is there an email that goes to CAVE that is better suited for questions?
Yeah, I can pop that in the chat so you can share that as well. We have an amazing front desk team, and you can send them all your emails and they direct them to wherever they want to go. And I wanted to see if maybe, because we really only have tutorial open now, but come March, we're going to start doing our hires for group leaders and things like that. And so I don't know, I hate to put you on the spot, Victoria, but if you wanted to talk a little bit about like working at CAVE and what it's like to be on staff at CAVE, maybe pre and post pandemic.
So pre-pandemic, I started off, like I said earlier, as a volunteer. And from there, I just kind of kept moving up. And the one thing that I love about this organization is that how many people had the same values as me, and as well as them wanting to do the same thing as me as far as helping out the community. As a group leader, I got to help the coordinator who supervised the program and make sure that the volunteers were having a good time volunteering. And it's just like a constant checkup with those students and making sure that everything is going well. And then as a coordinator, that's when you supervise the whole program and you meet with your group leaders weekly and kind of keep going over the program and finding ways on how to improve it. And I feel like CAVE is one of those programs where it's constant growth for the for the coordinator, for the group leader, for the volunteer. So it's just really nice to see that over these past few years.
That is great. It's been one of the wonderful things I've loved watching with CAVE, of just the adaptability when the community reaches out or says, hey, CAVE, we have this need in our community, that CAVE has always been there to kind of adjust and try and see how Chico State students and faculty and staff can then be connected with community projects, right? Because it is, we are this one collective community working together to not just enhance our campus, but all the little parts and pockets of communities around Chico and nearby as well. All right, so we are running out of time and we're moving into the portion where we will have recommendations. We've already heard one. Catherine shared with us the Chico Traditional Ecological Stewardship Program, and that link will be in the show notes as well. But what other recommendations do you have to share today? Victoria.
My recommendation is to wake up early, open the blinds, make your bed, and text someone you care about, letting them know that and wishing them a good morning, a good night, whatever the case might be.
Oh, great. Thank you. I love that, because in the beginning of this, right, stay at home and remote learning, remote working, a lot of people were talking in the beginning about take care of yourself, set up a routine. And it was easy at the beginning, maybe for people. And then people started to really get the understanding of this is not going to be just for 3 months. And so that routine may have very well just slipped away, or it's changed or something, but adding something new maybe could be really fun and exciting for someone to add. And I love that, making your bed. That's my toughest thing to do is, you know, I'm gonna crawl back in later. So, but yeah, I do like that. So thank you. And Catherine.
Yeah, I mean, I think, gosh, this has been a whirlwind of a year, of a couple of years. And as a parent, as a daughter of my mom is in Florida, and I haven't seen her since the pandemic hit. You know, like, I think the slowing down has really just, it's a real big mirror. And so, I mean, I think, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but like a lot has come up for me, and I'm just always trying to stay grounded into like listening to myself and my body and what the world is saying and my place in the world. Right. And so in the moments where that has been really cloudy or hard for me, I was lucky enough to read a book by Adrienne Marie Brown about 4 or 5 years ago called Emergent Strategy. And since then, she has really been my go-to, my sort of spiritual guide when I'm just feeling like a little lost about what I'm doing and my purpose and things like that. She has this really great quote that I've been sticking with through the pandemic, which is, vision is the rope through the devastation. So when it's hard, like, you have to vision your way out of it, right? And you have to like pull on that rope all the way through. And she just has some amazing wisdom that I'm always sort of looking to. She's got a great Instagram. She has another book called Pleasure Activism that's dope. She's got a blog, and she does a tarot card reading of the day for the world, which is really cool too.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much both of you for your recommendations. And also, so to wrap this up, just letting our listeners know and our guests as well that everything that's been shared today is going to be in our show notes. So you will all have access to the links to all the different recommendations, links to Cave's website and all that good information if you want to utilize any of the resources or get involved. So definitely check that out in our show notes and look into it. Being involved in your community has probably been, personally for me, one of the most satisfying things I've ever had the opportunity of doing. So definitely recommend for you all to try it out. And with that, I want to say thank you to my co-host, Josh. And also thank you to Victoria and Catherine for joining us today and sharing your resources that are so essential for our students and for the community. And so thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you both. Goodbye.
Bye.